Heroes of Civilization, presented by Dr. Nori Yomaria.
Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen, the discoverer of the X-ray, was born in Prussia in 1845 and died at Munich in 1923. The story of Röntgen's discovery is sensational and dramatic. But to learn of its significance, let us recreate a scene in London in 1890, the surgeon's dressing room near the operating theatre of a large hospital. Mr. Watson, a Harley Street specialist, is discussing with Dr. Fletcher, a younger surgeon, an operation which they have just concluded.
It really is dreadfully sad for Lady Hudson's family, Mr. Watson. I can realize how keenly her physician, Dr. Blake, feels his responsibility. He's most upset.
Of course, Fletcher. But how was he to know that the slight pain she complained of for the last 6 months was not due to simple internal derangement, as he honestly thought from the symptoms?
Quite so. And now she must die of abdominal cancer, which could have been successfully operated upon earlier, if diagnosed.
Well, Fletcher, we surgeons will always have these doubtful cases sent along to us too late, until some magician shows us how to see into the body without surgical incision.
Every time I do an operation like this, I get a little more worried about the weakness of our methods of preoperative diagnosis.
The only diagnosis, Fletcher, when a patient complains of persistent abdominal pain, is operate. And then we're sure. And the surgeons are better off financially.
Leave me without an argument, sir. Oh, I'm going to a lecture by William Crookes at the Royal Society tonight.
Crookes is a quack, Fletcher.
Yes, but his theories on electrical emanations are most interesting, sir.
Nothing in them, Fletcher. He's one of a circle of dreamers like Edison, Finsen, Röntgen, and a dozen others. They'll all end up in padded cells, you mark my words. But come along. We'll have to tell Dr. Blake what to say to Lord Hudson. I think we'd better make it brief, don't you? There's no hope for her, you know.
Today we may laugh at the Harley Street specialist of 1890 in his scorn for the great electrical inventors and their work, but his outlook was typical of those times. It is now November 1895, and we go to Würzburg in Bavaria, to the home of Wilhelm Röntgen, professor of physics at Würzburg University, and we find Röntgen and his wife concluding dinner.
Wilhelm Röntgen, you are the most exasperating of all men.
Ah, my dear, how is it I offend you this time, eh?
Listen to him. You keep dinner waiting over 2 hours while you work down in that laboratory, and then you do not notice the new gown I wear or compliment me on the best Wiener schnitzel ever cooked. Oh!
Mein Frau, save it your anger. I have been working hard. Your gown does become you. And there is my plate as a compliment to your most excellent dinner.
But, oh, Wilhelm, I am not angry with you. I am more curious to know what you are doing that keeps you working such long hours.
My dear, I shall reward your patience by gratifying your curiosity. Come with me to the laboratory now, eh? You know, I have a great secret locked up, and you are to be the first to hear of it.
I can feel it's something to do with those glass tubes you are always making,
Wilhelm. Well, we shall see. Come on, we shall see. There, here we are. Now, come in, my dear. Now, sit down, and I will show you my mysteries. Now, first, look. See this photograph?
Yes, it's a view taken near here. But it has the shadow of a key across it.
Well, that shadow was put there accidentally by rays from one of my tubes, even though the plate was protected from all light. That's how I made this discovery. Now, let me turn out the light. Now, place your hand behind this screen and watch carefully.
Wilhelm, look! The bones in my hand. I can see them through the screen. Oh, this is the most wonderful thing.
Now you know what has kept me working so hard. And furthermore, you are the first person in the world, besides myself, to see the X-ray demonstrated. The courtesy I pay you as my wife and helper.
Bless you, Wilhelm. It is sweet of you. But why do you call them X-rays?
Because as yet, although I know they exist, they are an unknown quantity to me. So I call them X-rays for convenience.
And how will your rays be used, Wilhelm?
As yet, I don't know their full use. But being able to see through a body, it opens up all sorts of possibilities in medicine. All I know is that I can produce the rays at will.
You must announce it at once to the world, Wilhelm. It will bring you great honor.
My dear, I have here something which will be of wonderful benefit to mankind. Like everything new, it will be attacked by the medical profession. This discovery has cost me 6 years of hard work of my life. I will not give them an opportunity to crucify me as they did Pasteur, Simpson, and others. I want all my proofs to hand before I announce my X-ray to the world. Then it will command attention.
By the end of January 1896, Rontgen was ready and announced his discovery before the Würzburg Physical Medical Society. The X-ray created a sensation, but doctors and scientists were skeptical. Now let us see flashes of how the X-ray discovery was received in various places. Firstly, a London newspaper office.
Hey, Bill. Newsletter wants you to write up the Rontgen ray business. He says you must ridicule it. Tell the public it's unnatural.
Yes, and... I know. We can write that about any new ideas, and the public always swallows it for a while. Anyhow, who is this Rontgen, and what is his ray, Charlie?
Oh, he's a professor of physics at Würzburg. He announced a ray which he claims will enable us to see through the human body.
Oh, just another loony. Why worry about it?
Oh, editor's special instructions, Bill. He's made some claims about medical and surgical diagnosis, which have upset the doctors.
Oh, I see. Treading on their corns, eh? Very naughty of them.
Yes, yeah, seen some of them beat to see the chief.
Oh, I see, Charlie. Tell the chief I don't know anything about Rontgen or his rays, but I'll write a leader claiming his whole idea is ungodly, unnatural, dangerous, infringes the liberty of the subject, invades the sanctity of the harmony.
That's it, Bill. Give it to him good and solid.
Fellow doctors, this newspaper article is a masterpiece. Thank goodness our press is sane. We're heartily sick of hearing about Rontgen and his ray.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're told that the American Edison has discovered a chemical which is potential, whatever that means, to Rontgen rays. As a consequence, we're able to look through each other and see through 8 inches of wood if we want to.
Gentlemen, I suggest we take Edison and his chemicals with Rontgen and his glass tubes and throw them both in the Thames. I say, let the fish view each other's bones if they like, and not us.
Monsieur, you know, in France we tolerate almost anything. But this Rontgen madness is too much. We are seriously of the opinion that the authorities of the University of Würzburg would do well to have the professor transferred to an asylum, where he will be among company most likely to value him and his true worth as a scientist.
Rontgen's blunt yet eloquent appeal for common sense in science shocked his opponents into silence and caught the public imagination. The best brains of the world commenced to investigate the X-ray, and soon Rontgen's claims were vindicated. The whole scientific world acclaimed the discovery, but Rontgen's greatest triumph came when in 1901 he was selected for the first award of the Nobel Prize.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, we are now about to make the first award of the Nobel Prize for Peaceful Scientific Accomplishment. The Nobel Foundation, established by the will of the late Alfred Bernhard Nobel, has funds sufficient to provide each year 5 prizes of £8,000 each for science and the promotion of peaceful arts. Now, it is my great pleasure to deliver, with the good wishes and congratulations of the whole world, the first Nobel Prize in Physics to the discoverer of the X-ray,
Professor Ronston.
President, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you and offer my grateful respect to the committee of the Nobel Foundation for bestowing on me their first award. But I have been simply the humble instrument of a higher power using me to develop the work of others.
Silence, please.
But gentlemen, however, I thank you all sincerely and take this opportunity of expressing a wish that the developmental work which is now being undertaken in X-ray will be persevered with for the good of the whole world.
Professor Ronchev, ladies and gentlemen, please. I have just been notified that a minister representing His Imperial Majesty has arrived. He wishes to make an important announcement. Please, Herr Minister.
Ladies, Mr. President, Professor Hunt, ladies and gentlemen, I am commanded by His Imperial Majesty, Kaiser Wilhelm II, to confer to this gathering his felicitation and to announce that it is His Majesty's pleasure, in recognition of his work, to convey upon Professor Ronston the title of Wilhelm Conrad von Ronston. Hooray!